This is Out and About on WCBU Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today, I'm talking with Julie Frank. Julie joins me in the studio to talk about the Heart of Illinois Chorus. The a cappella, all-female singing group is in residence at Illinois Central College, where they will be performing this Sunday afternoon a concert entitled The Hearts Celebrate America. Julie, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Julie, I want to start out by talking about the specific style that the Hearts sing. And this is the barbershop quartet style and genre. I understand there's specific chords that kind of make this really genre come to life.
There are. It's an American art form. It started early, like in the end of the 18th century, beginning of the 19th century, and it was pioneered by men. But women, I think this is our 70th year, not Heart of Illinois choruses, but Sweet Adeline's, and it we have grown from being an American art form to all around the globe.
So let's expound on that a little bit more. The Hearts are part of an international competition circuit, correct?
Yes. We are in a region that includes part of Michigan and some Indiana and Illinois, and we compete regionally. And then those who score the highest in the regions get together for an international competition. The international competition this year was 2 weeks ago in New Orleans, and I attended, and there were choruses from as far away as Sweden and New Zealand, and actually a Swedish chorus won the competition this year.
Julie, before we started recording today, you had mentioned to me that you've been with the Hearts for 9 years and you're considered a newbie. What is it about this specific group and this style of singing that just really gets into its members and makes them lifers, so to say?
That's an interesting thing. I have, like you said, been part of the group for 9 years. It isn't a great big group, but it's a group of friends. And they call themselves the Hearts because we are kind of joined as sisters. We share each other's joys. We share each other's griefs. There are daughters and mothers, and there have been grandmothers and daughters and mothers all together in the group. Many of the people have 40 years in. I have a friend who's going to get her 50th year pin next year at International. So when you have that kind of a commitment, even if it wasn't a competitive group, you depend upon one another to be there in times of need.
And is there something about this type of four-part a cappella singing that also strengthens that unity that the group feels when they're singing together?
It could very well be. I know that as a teacher of special ed students, the only time I ever got children to work together on anything like a team was playing musical instruments. I have boom whackers and I had bells, and unlike other things that require competition between each other, this is something that you work on together as a team. And so therefore, you are working toward the common goal. Now, we also sing chords that are so tightly put together that you have to be able to hold your own, but also appreciate what the other three parts are doing.
Let's talk about Sunday's concert. You've put together a program that uniquely reflects the beneficiaries of the concert itself. Tell us about that.
We are giving a portion of our proceeds, and there will also be a booth to sign cards for the next honor flight that goes from Peoria to Washington, D.C., carrying our veterans. And our title, Heart Celebrate America, reflects that our first half of the concert will be all patriotic songs or songs that are related to a war. For instance, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, or How You Gonna Keep 'Em Down on the Farm, which was popular during World War I. We are having also the banjo band coming in, and they're going to play between things. They also support the Honor Flight and were there when they came in last night at 12:30. The banjo band was still there at the airport.
And then I understand the second portion of the concert transitions into more of the competitive repertoire that the chorus works to prepare for these international competitions, correct?
That is correct. We are singing more serious music the second half. However, it's going to be, it is what we would call contestable music, meaning it has the right chord structures that are what the barbershop judges are looking for. And there are judges that judge not only the musicality of the group and the vocal production, but also the look on the stage and the choreography. And so we're going to spend the next 5 months preparing Christmas music to sing out and about and singing our competition pieces. So we're going to introduce them this week.
And finally, Julie, if people want to get more involved with the Hearts of Illinois Chorus, can you tell us a little bit about the open rehearsals that you do where people can come in and actually experience a rehearsal with your group?
We would love to have women of any age. There's even a group called the Young Women in Harmony, and they are a group of ladies that are under the age of 25 and get reduced dues. But we have rehearsal every Tuesday night, but we might miss two a year, at ICC at the Performing Arts Center, and they start at 6:30, and all you have to do is come in the front of the Performing Arts Center and say, "Where's the chorus rehearsal?" And someone will introduce themselves and make you feel very welcome.
I've been talking with Julie Frank from the Heart of Illinois Chorus about their upcoming performance entitled Hearts Celebrate America. The performance happens this Sunday at 2:30 p.m. at the Illinois Central College Performing Arts Center in East Peoria. Julie, thank you so much for joining me.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And tomorrow from 10 to 4 p.m., Big Picture Peoria will host their second annual street festival. The festival will include live performances, mural painting, balloon art, chalk art, a drum circle, and a costume contest. For a full schedule of the day, visit bigpicturepeoria.org. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.